Hey guys, buckle up for a new episode of Champions Waste Force, the best dadgum place to find your coverage of FSU athletics. Whether you're a casual fan, an alumni, or you bleed garnet and gold, you have found the right spot. So join the climb, become unconquered with Champions Waste Force. Now, here's your hosts, Patrick Polo, Matthew Bryce, and Jeff Rain.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Champions Way Sports. I'm your host, Jeff Rains, and on this episode, we will look at what's going on in sports all around Champions Way. So join me. Let's kick on the old walking shoe, take a walk around Champions Way, and look at what's going on within the tribe this weekend. All right, guys, while we're getting ready, I want to just talk to y'all about one of our sponsors. The Champions Way Sports Network is proud to be sponsored by Air Command Heating and Cooling, located in Hartford, Alabama. Air Command Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Wiregrass area since 2007. Owned and operated by John and Kim Commander, Air Command is one of the area's leading HVAC companies, serving residential and light commercial customers in the Wiregrass. They have built their business on two simple principles: honesty and integrity, and their mission to provide each customer with the highest possible level of quality service and satisfaction is the reason they are so trusted. Their goal is to earn your trust and confidence, as well as welcome you in as a lifelong customer and friend. So if you're in Alabama or Florida and are in need of a great HVAC company that has the same values as a former Florida State great coach, give Air Command a call at 334-684-1060 and tell them Jeff sent you. All right, guys, now that we're stretched, warmed up, ready to go around Champions Way, let's first stop, talk about the Florida State track and field team, who had another great performance at the Arkansas Invitational in Fayetteville, Arkansas this past weekend. Kicked off Friday, and like the weeks prior, Jeremiah Davis continued his terrific start to the season as he increased his world lead in the long jump on the first day of the Razorback Invitational. After jumping 8.17 meters at the Clemson Invitational 2 weeks prior to take the world lead, Davis kept his world lead secure with a mark of 8.21 meters, which he accomplished on his very first jump. Now, in all three jumps that Davis took in Arkansas, none of them was below 8 meters. His first one, like we just said, was 8.21 meters, followed by 8.04 meters, and then again, he matched his first total with 8.21. Now, his 8.21 meter jump now puts him tied for second with Bowerman winner Nagoni Makausha on Florida State's all-time top 10 list. Some more Noles that impressed were Kasia Marie Lidfors and Amari Heaven. Both had solid days on the shot put. Heavens finished fifth with a mark of 15.42 meters, and Marie Lindefors finished third in the event with a mark of 15.78 meters. Then you had freshman Deja DeFraud, who had a terrific day in the 200-meter dash as she finished seventh in what was a stacked field, and she had a time of 23.51. Her time puts her eighth on Florida State's all-time top 10 list for the event. Three Noles also posted all-time top 10 marks on the final day of competition. After clocking the eighth best time in school history last time in the 200-meter dash, freshman DeFraud, she shined again, this time in the 60-meter dash as she finished second in the event with a time of 7.29. Her time puts her tied for eighth in school history for the event. In the men's mile, Samuel Field put up a personal best of 4 minutes and 98 seconds to climb up to fifth on Florida State's all-time charts in the event. Now, in the men's 300-meter run, five Seminoles ran their personal best, led by newcomer David Malarkey. Malarkey ran 7 5-8-8-6 to move to number 9 on the all-time list. But the track and field team, they are continuing their dominating performances. They look to continue this again tomorrow, Saturday, as they head to South Bend, Indiana, to compete in the Mio Invitational at Notre Dame. All right, guys, now that we're warmed up, seen track and field, everything they've done, got going on, let's move on, make our way to the courts. Not quite the tuck yet. We're going to head to the tennis courts, where Florida State junior Antoni Chovanec, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, I'm horrible with names, was named the ACC Co-Player of the Week on Tuesday this past week. This is just his third weekly honor, you know, after earning Player of the Week and doubles Pairs of the Week on January 17th. He's ranked 12th nationally, and in singles competition, he boasts an impressive 6-0 record while playing, I believe, 5 of his 6 opponents have been ranked, and he's 6-0 in the number one spot for the Seminoles, which is pretty impressive. He is a Lyon, France native, and he was named ACC Player of the Week and joined with Barnaby Smith, who earned ACC Doubles Pairs of the Week following FSU's 5-2 win over the number 7 Georgia Bulldogs. Now, like I said, they did have a match yesterday, Thursday, and they lost a close one to the freaking Lot Lizards of Gainesville at the USTA National Campus for College Match Day, which, I mean, they did rally after being down 1-0. And Antoni and Joshua put the Noles ahead 2-1. But, you know, the match, the Gators just, you know, they got ahead of us. They come back, made it 3-2 in favor of them. We needed victories on courts 2 and 4 to come our way, but they didn't. Puroi was tied 6-6 in the second set on court 2, requiring a tiebreaker to win the match, and our efforts fell short. We did on court 1. Now, Florida State is now 5-2 on the season after Thursday's matchup with Florida. Seminoles return home to Tallahassee to play South Alabama at 4 p.m. on February 10th. Guys, I mean, I don't know, just like the football team, great things are coming to Florida State and around the way. And we continue with the men's golf team. And redshirt junior Cole Anderson is one of the 37 student-athletes who were selected to the 2023 Ben Hogan Award watch list on Friday, this past week, which was announced by the Ben Hogan Trophy Award Foundation of Friends of Golf and the Golf Coaches Association of America. He is a Camden, Maine native. I mean, he's ascended tremendously over the past year, producing really a great fall, where he shot an impressive average score of 69.08 in stroke play tournaments. Now, I ain't trying to, you know, boast my chest out, pat myself on the back, say I'm better, but man, you put old golf club in my hand, and I'm good on the links. I mean, I'm good at finding my ball, either in the water hazard, the sand trap, the woods. Sometimes my ball lands at the green, at the old, you know, back at the old lodge next to an old cold drink and a hamburger or hot dog. But guys, I've never shot a 69. I'm just be honest with you. I've never done it. Never probably going to, unless I'm playing like Tiger Woods golf on the Xbox with my son or something. But Anderson plays second also in the Maui Gym Intercollegiate with an 11-under 195 to open the fall, and tied for 6th at the Fighting Illini Invitational, 8th at the Folds of Honor Collegiate, and 13th at the Jackson T. Stevens Cup at FSU's other fall tournaments. Now, this boy's going places. And if it's anything really to say, I mean, if you look at some of the former great Noles golf players that's there in the PGA or the whatever the other one's called now, great things are coming. And we really want to see more of what, you know, Anderson has coming for us. You know, Cole's going to be a great athlete. He's a great person. He is a great staple of what Florida State is about. But guys, as good as he does on the court, we're going to talk about and head towards the Tully Gym, where 7 of Florida State's volleyball girls were named to the ACC All-Academic Team on this past Tuesday. Lauren Burrows, Emma Clothier, Angelia Dracovic, Emery Dupes, Audrey Koenig, Ava Pitchford, and Audrey Rothman were each named for their works on and off the court. And as a student athlete, we commend you and congratulate you. Now, this group was instrumental to the Noles this past season on their 19-11 season mark in 2022, highlighting the group as sophomore Audrey Koenig, who led the team in kills with 321. She also established a perfect, good Lord, 4.0 GPA while majoring in biology. Now, five of the six players on the ACC All-Academic Team were main starters for the Seminoles throughout the season. Clothier, Dracovic, and Koenig did not miss a single game during the 2022 season. So, guys, I mean, we want to congratulate them, say thank you. Keep up the good work, girls. Go Noles on that one. But really, staying with the sport of volleyball, we're going to transition to the beach volleyball girls. And they added a pair of the stars from the indoor volleyball team. Audrey Koenig earned second-team All-AC honors as a sophomore this fall while playing 110 sets for the Seminoles indoor volleyball team. She led the team in kills, like I just mentioned, at 321 and was second in digs at 253. She earned the ACC All-Freshman honors in 2021 along with membership on the 2021 All-ACC Academic Team. So she's coming along. Then you have Audrey Rothman is coming off her first indoor season where she earned a place on the All-ACC All-Freshman Team. She played in 71 sets for the indoor Seminoles and contributed in multiple ways with 149 kills, 140 digs, 27 blocks, 17 aces, and a partridge in a pear tree. The Florida State Seminoles, I mean, the beach volleyball girls already impressive roster is now even more formidable with the addition of these two stars from the indoor team. So, I mean, when you're looking at it, I mean, we're looking at some great things from these two girls, and hopefully that can bring the Noles a return trip to Mobile, Alabama. I want to say it was Mobile, it's Orange Beach, where the NCAA championship is, where we fell this past year to USC. And hopefully, you know, with these two girls, we can bring that trophy back to Tallahassee. Now, guys, we're not going to forget about the other things. The FSU swimming and diving team, they will head to Auburn this weekend. As well as, guys, if you're out around the Plex and you want to see some good sports, Florida State softball has a fan day and their Garnet and Gold scrimmage coming up this Saturday. Starts at 1:45. Tickets to the first pitch party. Make sure to stop out there at the Joanne Graff Field, get a sneak preview, and, you know, in your own eyes of really my and what I'm saying is the best college softball program and team in the country. So, you know, there's kind of a little heads up about what's going on around the Champions Way right now. But, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to hear from another one of our sponsors. And after that, we're going to mosey on up the road, see what's going on inside the tuck. All right, guys, welcome back. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, please leave us a five-star review. Like, subscribe, follow. If you're listening on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We will greatly appreciate it. And also, don't forget, each week, me, myself, and my two co-hosts, Patrick Polo, Matthew Bryce, we sit down, we discuss things going on around Florida State also on our live show, which is on our YouTube channel and our mini social media platforms that we're on. So guys, I mean, also if there's things that you know see that we can improve on, please just let us know, because we want to give y'all, the listeners, the best product out there for Florida State. But moving on, guys, we're going to kind of head into the Tucker Center, where the number 23 Florida State Seminoles girls got their 20th win in a dominant fashion over Wake Forest Thursday night, last night. Very proud of this entire team. Everybody on this team contributes scoring-wise, rebounding. They're not selfish. They play very unselfish ball. But it does mark FSU's first 20-win season since 2019-2020, and it's the fastest to that mark since the 2014-15 season. The win also extends Florida State's win streak to 7 straight wins over the Demon Deacons at the Tucker Center. Now, led, you know, Florida State phenom Taniah Latson had another terrific night, scoring 19 points and shooting over 50% while also making her presence felt on the defensive side with 3 steals and 2 blocks. The Miami native is now just 9 points away from tying Wanda Burns for 6th in the FSU single season scoring record. Then you have forward Nikayla Timpson, who had an efficient game with 16 points and 5 rebounds, led the team in rebounds actually, averaging 9 boards a game, and she has like 225 on the year, which is very impressive. Marina Valenzuela, she completed a double-digit rebounding night as well, the second of her collegiate career and first against a conference opponent. Her 10 rebounds were accompanied by 5 points and a team-leading 4 assists as she filled up the stat sheet, really. The sophomore continues to stay above 55% shooting in the past 19 games, which is very impressive, just, I mean, for a freshman, actually. Senior Aaron Howard sparked the Seminoles in the first half, and her dual threat ability allowed her to finish with 9 points and 7 rebounds. The Wisconsin native has now scored from beyond the arc in 18 straight games and was just shy of her 8th game of the season in double figures. Now, Florida State's offense did, you know, they shared the ball well to start as 5 Seminoles notched a basket in the opening frame. The defense did the same, attacking themselves with 3 blocks and a steal to force a couple turnovers. The bench stepped in, did their part in the lower half, contributing 8 points to hold a slender 14-13 lead. But Seminoles found their footing. Defense tightened up, and, you know, FSU finished on a 6-0 run to build on their large lead, finished off Wake in a, you know, commanding victory. This win, though, it means the Noles have now defeated all 4 of the ACC North Carolina teams, Duke, North Carolina, NC State, Wake Forest. This is the first time they've accomplished this since 2019. So way to go, Noles. Coach Wyckoff, you're doing a great job. And because of such a great job and all the hard work they put in, these Lady Noles, you know, they're able to rest this weekend before traveling down to face their rivals in Miami. The Seminoles defeated the Hurricanes at home earlier this season and will look to for the kind of regular season sweep, along with their first victory at the Watsco Center since January of 2020. The rivalry will continue this coming up Thursday at 6 p.m., probably on the ACC network. For some reason, ACC don't really love the girls as much as they do the boys, but they need to start showing them on like ESPN and stuff so some of us diehard Noles could watch it. Florida State now will go, I believe it's tomorrow at 2 p.m., holding a record of 7-16 so far this season. They're averaging 69.7 points a game, which is 230th in college basketball. They're going 44% from the field. Seminoles are shooting 34.7 from downtown, 151, I think, at 435, and they're shooting really, I mean, the last game they were below their average. They normally shoot about 72.7 from the three-point line as a unit. Florida State snags about 31 rebounds a game and is sitting with, you know, 315 dimes for the year, which is 125th in college hoops in terms of passing the ball around. They lose possession by turning the ball over about 12 and a half times per game. And as a team, they're committing about 16 personal fouls. That's too many fouls. I know basketball is a tough sport. That's just too many fouls in my eyes. On the defensive end, the Seminoles are able to force 12 turnovers every game and draw about 16 fouls themselves. They are currently ranked 322nd in college basketball in giving up assists, though. They relinquished 336 so far this year. They've allowed 336 assists. Their defense, which is poor, is giving an opponent field goal percentage of right at 48%. And then where it matters really the most, which is underneath the goal, I mean, they're giving up about 36 rebounds a game to the other team. They're giving up about 36.7 on shots from beyond the arc and are sitting at 324th in D1 in opponents' points per game. They're giving up 75.2. Now, like I said, they're taking on Louisville. And last time Louisville took the court, they went home victorious, actually, with a 68-58 win over Georgia Tech. In the matter of attacking the glass, Louisville allowed Georgia Tech to grab 32 rebounds overall, which is a good thing. We know we can beat Louisville. We've done it before. We've done it earlier. That was actually our first win of the year, if memory serves me right. Louisville right now is 3-19 so far. Like I said, when it comes to offense, they're shooting about 41% from the floor. They're 325th in D1. Now, they have accounted for over 1,300 points so far this season. They're averaging about 62.7, I believe, per game. They collect about 33 rebounds a game. Not much to say. I'm just going to be honest with you. This is kind of the battle of the bottom of the barrel. And, guys, I hate to say it like that because I love the Seminoles. I do. And I love everything about Florida State. I believe Garnet Gold, like I just said. But, guys, if I had to put my money on it, I'd take Florida State just because I'm a Noles fan. And this is the Florida State podcast. But it's going to be tough. Matthew Cleveland's got to show up. Darren Green Jr.'s got to show up. Coach Ham's got to have these boys' minds right. And it's something that ain't been happening here lately. But where do they go? Now, I'm not saying fire Ham because, really, injuries, Baba Miller being out, he's played behind the eight ball this year. And really, guys, I mean, a bunch of these players that are starting should have been, honestly, backups, bench players, role players, practice players. And because majority of our starters have got injured, Baba Miller was out for the first half, they've had to step up to these roles, which I commend them for that. I just hope that they come back next season, because honestly, in my eyes, none of them really has put up enough film to even be looked at by the NBA or want to even go to the draft. But if they come back, if they're eligible, put in the work, come back a healthy team next year with all the pieces we got, you're looking at a team that could rebound, really, and do a lot of great things. Now, guys, we're going to just want to end it with that. Guys, we appreciate you listening. For myself, for everybody at the Champions Way Sports Network, we appreciate it. Guys, like I said, if you like what you've heard, if you enjoy it, go give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, anywhere where you listen to podcasts. If you're listening to us on YouTube, like, subscribe. But also, guys, in the comment sections, you know, leave us kind of a critique, you know, criticize us a little bit so we know how to fix this and make it something that every viewer and every Florida State fan would love to listen to. As for Matt, as for everybody at the Champions Way Sports Network, Patrick, myself, guys, we hope you all have a great weekend. We look forward to next week's show where we are going to preview the Florida State 2023 softball team, Team 40. Like I said, if y'all get a chance, go out tomorrow night or tomorrow at, I believe, 1:45, I believe it is, to the Joanne Graff Field and just get an eye on what Team 40 has in store for us. But like I said, guys, that's for myself, Matt, Patrick, everybody at Champions Way Sports Network. Have a great weekend.